Well, that feels great. Obviously, you hate to lose, and we hate to lose, and it was enough, you know, when you lose five in a row, like a second time in a short time, it's not fun at all. So, you know, happy for a win.
How did you feel overall? I mean, you made 42 saves today. Obviously, engaged in the game.
I felt good. Obviously, it shows. Early game again. I've been feeling this way all the time. So I didn't do any different things before the games. I didn't do anything different, you know, yesterday. It just felt good, right from the first saves. I felt really good.
What was going through your mind during the first period when you were facing 12 shots really early on, had to make some key saves? Do you think it was going to be a long night at that point?
You never know. It's it could keep going and could stop. It helped me to get to the game. So, but obviously you don't like that many shots. But that's the way it is. That's your job. And then we didn't have a good first period, but we pick it up a little bit in the second. But it's not the game we wanted to play. It seems like they had a lot of energy. I think they skated very well, and it's a really good hockey club over there. So. We win. We find a way to win. So that's all matter.
Andre, I know you've said in the past that you don't pay too much attention to what's going on with the NHL club, but lately with what's going on there, especially with the goaltenders, does it give you pause? Do you think about where you could help them if you were in a position to do that?
Well, kind of asking me the opinion on the team that I'm not there. So. It's hard to comment those things. I can't comment that. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, if I think I'm going to be called up or I'm going to play for Jets, I don't think so. That's only my opinion. But, you know, it's not up to me at all. It's up to the management, what they want to do, what the plan is. I said that so many times that I can't control those things. Whatever they want to do, they're going to do it. And it doesn't affect my game at all. It doesn't affect my life at all. So, of course, you want to play the NHL like everybody else in this dressing room, but it's not up to me. I can't control those things. So it's not really in my head right now. I'm just focused to play here and be success here. So that's all what I can do.
Pascal has talked a lot about what a great attitude you've had through the first half of the season. Is it hard being the old man in the dressing room, even though you feel like a young man?
Yeah, well, I don't feel like a young man at all. It's good. It feels good. I mean, we have a lot of young kids. Of course, beginning the season, it wasn't easy for me at all. When I got sent down, you know, it's a different league. It's a different kind of style of hockey. So it wasn't easy, and I didn't have always the positive attitude, but I find a way to battle, find a way to stay sharp, and we'll see what happens.
What's the biggest style difference, you think, between the two levels?
You know, I would say, you know, there's not many mistakes. I mean, as a goalie, you make a little mistake and it's usually end up back in your net. So over here, you facing a lot of shots. It's a lot of mistake all over the place because a lot of young guys playing the league, and you can get away from few mistakes. So that's great. That's good. But for a goalie, for me, that's the biggest difference, I would say.
Going back to today's game, is there any better feeling for you than to be able to keep your team in it with 20 saves in the first period, then have them come back, score those three in the second, and come away with the win?
Well, it's a good feeling, obviously, but I'm going to repeat myself. It's going to sound like a cliche, but it's my job. I mean, it's my job. Sometimes the team's playing great, and you let in soft goals, and they get your, you know, the team has having your back. So we're playing as a team. And of course, it's still great. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a good feeling. But you know, the better feeling it's when you got the 2 points and you win the game. So that's pretty much it.
So you don't care if you play the hero or not, then basically.
What's that?
You don't care if you play the hero or not.
No, well, I learned a lot over the years in Winnipeg that you one night you're the hero, a second night you know you don't even go outside. So that's the way it is.